Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Book your three-course lunch now from Friday to Sunday only at Paparazzi Restaurant. Jump online, check out the menu, paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
We have a new teaser trailer for the highly anticipated Matrix Resurrections, and I'm getting a bit of deja vu.
A deja vu is usually a glitch in the Matrix. It happens when they change something.
Why use old code to mirror something new?
Maybe this isn't the story we think it is.
Cannot wait for that. Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are back as Neo and Trinity in Matrix Resurrections, which drops in cinemas on Boxing Day.
It happens when they change something.
I get that.
Alec Baldwin has given his first interview about the Rust movie set shooting. In a one-hour special with Good Morning America host George Stephanopoulos, Baldwin gets raw, candid and forthcoming about the tragedy that took place on the set.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired. I mean, even now, I find it hard to believe that. It just doesn't seem real to me.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
Is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes, because I think back and I think of what could I have done.
Very interesting. Now, if you've been missing Nicolas Cage on your screens, get excited because he's been locked in to play the most legendary bloodsucker of all time.
A mosquito?
No, John. Dracula. Universal's unusual monster movie, Renfield. It's a remake of a 1920 silent film based on Bram Stoker's Dracula, modernised and set in present day. It also stars Nicholas Holt as Renfield, the titular sidekick to Dracula. The movie is currently in early stages of production and is set to be amazing.
Dracula. LeBron James has tested positive for COVID-19. The fully vaxxed Lakers player flew home straight after his diagnosis in a privately chartered plane so he could quarantine safely. Players who test positive are out of play for a minimum of 10 days, with the other teammates now being tested as well.
And tickets are now on sale for Midnight Oil's latest and final tour. The band will be releasing their new album Resist in February and taking it on the road. Then it's retirement for the progressive environmentalist band. There's only one show in Perth, though, on the 26th of March at Nicola Estate in the Swan Valley, so get your tickets now.
News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.